This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la.
So nobody gonna say nothing. Usually we get caught in the middle of a conversation and then
hey, I just want to make sure my mic is on. I don't care about nothing else.
Your shit on.
All right,
my shit on. Your shit on.
Yo.
Make your shit a little bit tighter. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't buying no rounds for nobody.
Yeah. Man.
No rounds, man. Ooh. Right. We back though, man. After a little break, man. Happy belated Thanksgiving, all that good shit. What's good, y'all? It's the fellas back once again. That's why we're single, the podcast. It's your boy, DB.
The Chicago nigga.
It's your boy, Ellie to the O-N. Today, I'm the king of platinum Bud Lights because that's the only thing that Darius had in the refrigerator.
Detroit!
I fucked that all up.
I guess. Dre with an A, and an A today stands for authentic.
Authentic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where that come from, brother?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
As I
scroll through IG. Where there's not too many authentic people. Message.
I don't know. You know, do you go through IG looking for authentic people or do you go to IG looking for the pictures?
I'll be on IG, but that should mostly be promo for real for me. I'll be on there, but I don't really be on there for real.
I'll be on there just to look at clothes.
You are the fashion.
I do, legit. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, I can do that. That's what I do.
If I had one more motherfucker that was coming, like, who's that nigga in the middle that had that suit on that was fresh? I was like, damn, so I get my ass back in the gym. Now, that nigga was clean. What are you cleaning,
hey, motherfucker? Man, I'm trying.
You cleaning the board of health. Goddamn, as my grandma used to say.
Hey man, we all did our thing though. Speaking of that,
let's get right into it, man. Let's stop bullshitting around, man. Yeah. Yo, the fucking annual gala.
Yeah.
Sponsored by our main man Dre.
Yeah.
Tribute 614.
Yeah.
I know Leon says this all the time, but I gotta bite this shit. If you weren't there, what the fuck were you doing?
Like, I don't get it.
Drop clues bomb. Come on.
Right, like,
I don't get it.
I don't get that shit. Like, that shit was a scene. Like, I'm not.
It was good, bro.
I'm not like blowing shit up out of proportion. And if you were there, you are more than welcome to leave a comment. If we lying, call us out on that bullshit.
Facts.
That shit was a fucking scene. First off, man, I don't want to toot this horn, but shout out to Sax B Music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
From 95 South Tour. He did his motherfucking thing with that saxophone. Shout out to DJ Durrell setting the mood for the whole night, man. He did his fucking thing. Shout out to R Bar and Lounge. We ain't talked about them in a minute, man. They was out there giving out shots crazy.
I think we gave her like 40 drinks to the ladies.
The women got. I left at 30 because I had to fucking go. It's fucked up. I had to be at work at 8 o'clock, and I was thinking about going to the after party, and I got talked out of that shit.
That was smart. It was cool though. Listen, man.
Who's the photographers, man? Get them a shout out too.
Oh, my homegirl Ebony, Citrine Glow. Photography, and then also Brandon, I forget his at name right now. I think it's Brando Flicks.
Yeah, Flicks by Brando.
Flicks by Brando. Yeah, man. I mean,
ladies showing out. Like, whew.
Yeah.
The ladies. It was beautiful in there.
Definitely beautiful in there.
Yes.
All ages. You know, it was dope. Just
shout out the cooks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was Tall Chicks Barbecue Smokehouse.
Okay.
They coming soon. They'll be out in Gahanna area. So
bet.
I didn't get a chance to really eat because I'm always doing something. But the way people was tearing that food up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to keep it a buck. Those meatballs.
Hey, I'm about to say.
Fire.
You the third, fourth person. I heard somebody say it was the best meatballs they ever had.
The meatballs, bro. Listen.
Allow me to be the fourth or fifth person.
Yeah, like,
the motherfuckers was fire.
Dude, shit was banging.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so we got to make sure we support, you know what I'm saying, our black people and make sure that once they up and running, you know, we get out there and check them out. R Bar came through, you know what I mean, typical. And then I said DJ Durrell for sure, man. Shout out to him. Tribute 614. They had a whole team. Desserts, Sandy Cakes, local lady here, as well as Nothing But Cakes. And people love those too. So, I mean, honestly, I just was like, the way it all came together, man, the Roy G. Biv Gallery, that was just a dope venue to have everything at. So, if you get a chance, man, just check out all the pictures, see everything that's going on. It was just a beautiful sight, man. It was like literally people in there that I knew that I didn't know. Like people just in there from everywhere, like literally out of town, just like, hey, man, just want to come support you in this event. So I appreciate it.
And they can go to your personal page, DRA period TYSON, Dre Tyson, to see all the pictures, right?
I'm going to have most of them up. I'm sending a lot of them to, if I know you personally, I'm going to just send them directly to you, or if it's on Instagram or anything like that, social media. If I got any of your social media, hit me up and let me know if you have any pictures. I'm sending them directly to you. I post a lot of them, but, you know, I just don't feel like doing that every day because it's probably well over 200 pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
It's going to be a lot of damn pictures. But, yeah, if you definitely were there, you want to make sure you got a professional picture that was taken. You want to make sure you get a copy of it. Just hit up Dre. He's more than happy to go ahead and send that to you. Once again, that's DRA period TYSON, Dre Tyson on Instagram.
Nigga, shit about to be flooded.
I wish. I'll be telling him, hit me up.
So as you can see, man, everybody weekend was amazing, man.
It was Thanksgiving.
This
was like, it was long as hell.
Yeah, it was though.
How was your holidays, man?
It was cool. Like, of course, you know, I worked, chilled with my moms, and you know what I'm saying, kicked it with the people I wanted to kick it with. So that's the only thing that really mattered. Mm-hmm. Keep it honest. Mm-hmm. What about y'all?
Yeah, and I was with the family in Lima for a little bit. I mean, then they came out here for the gala, so I mean, for real, it was just beautiful. Met my niece for the first time.
Aww.
Yeah, she's what, about 2 weeks now?
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just, you know, spend time with my nephew. So, get to that point where I got to start having kids, man. Like, these holidays ain't feeling the same.
Facts.
It ain't, man. The older you get, man. I think mine was pretty cool, man. I chilled, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, Maria. You know, we definitely kicked it.
Saying names now.
Saying names now, man. Okay. Kicking Maria. Then I had a Friendsgiving that I went to real quick. I just came back watching football, man. I think football for me has become more so my Thanksgiving tradition than like watching shit. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, being around family. And that's just me just being, you know, I guess like separated, divorced the last three Thanksgivings. So, like, I've kind of like built, like, kind of like been on my own and shit, right, which kind of sucks. But now, you know what I'm saying, getting back into like hanging around people and like kicking it around people and being social and shit like that kind of brought back the holiday spirit. I mean, these niggas at my crib now, they say they got a fucking Christmas tree up. You know what I'm saying? So
this nigga, his shit look real decorative.
Real festive.
Decorative.
Right. So I'm trying to get back.
Got a woman's touch.
Nigga ain't the
definitely
Grinch.
A woman's touch, that's, man. Sure. But, you know, just trying to get back in the swing of things, man. Not trying to be, you know, motherfuckers have seasonal depression. And I think I definitely, over the last couple of years, have not necessarily been diagnosed by it, but I definitely recognize that, you know, during the holiday season when it starts, when the days are fucking longer, like, I just found myself getting into a funk. But now I'm trying to consciously do things, whether it be, you know, decorating the crib or putting more light in the crib, like that, to make sure that my spirits are up, man.
That's good.
Because seasonal depression is real.
No, that's a fact. I think I don't know if I've ever said I was depressed during the holidays. You and I, we are basically one in the same when it comes to, like, not having people here for the family, like for holidays and stuff like that. As far as family wise, we got friends, like, we definitely consider our friends, you know, extended parts of our family, but I ain't gonna say it's been real tough on me when it comes to the holidays, but it's just something I don't look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
To be quite honest, so I try to put myself in like in a working environment, because I already know at the end of the day I'm gonna get these coins, so
right,
like, Those have been my traditions as far as like holidays and things like that. Just work, 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 and then once work is over, it's like, all right, cool. I know I can get a plate from somewhere. Right. So I mean that's usually how my holidays usually go. So what about you, Dre?
I mean, I'm with the family. I try to get out there at least a day or so. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I usually get too. And plus, you know, me, I never really had the girlfriend. I had it for a few years, but right. I never really spent a lot of money or time with nobody on the holidays besides my family. So for me, it's usually just going back to what I know.
Right.
But I will say, you know, it did hit sometimes, you know, where it's like, damn, you wish you did have that person to kind of spoil or kick you with. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, save your money, young man. Yeah. So, you know,
tighten up, youngin.
Man, right. It goes both ways in that situation. But honestly, I haven't been in that situation where I felt like I've been, like I said, hit with the seasonal depression. But I definitely understand where it can come from.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, just like I say, tips, you know, and I posted this on my personal Twitter, but, you know, tips can be like making sure that your crib is more lit. Mm-hmm. You know, I even heard even having a lava lamp is actually good for seasonal depression as well, too. As weird as that sounds, right? And yes. I think I'm going to get one, too.
You can start fucking with lava lamp.
Man, shit, you can get the motherfuckers like $12 on Amazon.
I believe.
Get them bitches delivered like in 2 hours. So if you're depressed, you can be fixed in 2 hours. Like, real talk. But yeah, man, and if always is always, and I say this with the most sincerest of meanings, because I recently had someone that reached out to me that was suffering through depression and, you know, was thinking about doing some things that's harmful to themselves. And I honestly want you guys, if you feel like you don't have anybody to talk to, you can please come talk to me. Talk to a professional, talk to someone. The last thing that, you know what I'm saying? And my voice is breaking up even talking about this, but the last thing that I want to hear is that such and such passed away because they were depressed, or such and such, you know, ended their own lives, or whatever the case is. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. Like, Lord knows, you know, I'm damn sure not going to put anybody's name out there, but Lord knows, like, I love each and every one of y'all out there. If y'all need anybody to talk to, y'all can fucking hit me up on my Instagram. Y'all can hit me up on the That's Why We're Single Instagram. Talk to somebody. Because ending it all, you only get one chance to do that. And you do that successfully, it's over. Ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no fucking reset button. Ain't no do-overs. If you do that, it's over. And trust me, you're going to leave so many people that you didn't think were there for you, didn't think they cared for you, with broken hearts. You know what I'm saying? With crying eyes, broken hearts. Like, you don't want to do that. Somebody out here that loves you, especially when it's holiday season. So if you're feeling that way, swear to God, please talk to somebody. Shit, talk to one of our crazy asses. Like, shit, we'll help you out. Shit.
And to piggyback on that, so I work for an insurance company. A lot of people's jobs, they usually have benefits already set in.
Yes, they do.
Where you are able to call somebody through your insurance company.
Absolutely.
So definitely, like, do that. Reach out to your supervisor. Reach out to anybody and say, hey, like, I'm going through a tough time. Is there, like, any type of programs that we have where I can be able to speak to somebody for free? A lot of people don't know that they have that benefit.
They mm-hmm. don't, right.
Which is so crazy because, like on a day-to-day basis, like I said, I talk insurance on a regular basis. People, when I tell people these benefits, they be like, whoa, I didn't know I can speak to somebody 6 times a year or 6 times for free throughout the entire year. I didn't know I can do that. So please do that, because that could change a lot of things within your life. And the good thing about it, you can utilize these 6 sessions for each individual thing. So you can have 6 sessions for talk about depression. You can have 6 sessions talking about finances. You can have 6 sessions talking about, you know, counseling, things like that. So it can be broken up, especially, you know, for where I work at. So definitely check into that mm-hmm. because it can be beneficial for you.
Absolutely. It could be life changing.
It can. So,
all right.
Enough of that.
Oh God, enough of that, man. Let's,
oh God.
You know what I'm saying? Let's brighten up the spirits. Let's get the fellas, you know what I'm saying, in their bag. Let's get to talking our shit with this week's edition of Free Game.
Free Game.
Free Game.
I don't know why that still makes us laugh.
It
like
does.
Crazy,
but no,
I
don't give a fuck. Does.
Like, it's free the game. Funniest shit ever. I love it. I
free
I was reading an article about a week ago. It was about Jordan Sparks. Mm. I think former American Idol contestant.
Fine as hell.
She is fine. Ain't that the song, Tell Me How I'm Supposed to Breathe With No Air? Is that her?
I don't know.
Sure. I think that's her. That's
I believe
her.
It. She Fox was in Sparkle, though. So that's the only reason why I know. Seen it. Well, the only reason why I know that is because it was based in Detroit, and it was filmed in Detroit, and my cousin was in the movie. So shout out to my cousin.
Low key, we loyal niggas. Like, if some shit happened in Detroit, 9 times out of 10, Leon gonna see that shit.
I would know it.
If some shit happened in Chicago, 9 times out of 10, I'm fucking supporting this shit. Like, if some shit happened in Lima, Drago, no.
Hell yeah, I did. I was there, by the way.
I know him. So, personally.
So, which breaks my heart, even though I know I didn't have a chance, but Jordan Sparks is married. Didn't know that shit.
Yeah, I knew that.
Didn't know that. Well, I don't be that, too much.
I was salty, though. Because when I found out, I was like, all right, I got to unfollow her.
Oh man, that brings back an old conversation we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
So, she's married. Mm-hmm. She's got an 8-month-old baby, and so he posted a picture of him smiling. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with some random Becky, and the caption reads: "Not very many people can one get me out the house past 10:30. Two, get me to smile this big. Three, have me talking about high school. Shout out to a real one."
Right.
Now, if you are looking directly at this picture, you would think this is a single man. He got a little Becky around his arm, around his neck. You know what I'm saying? Nothing harmless. But this is a married-ass woman.
Fact. And man.
I mean, married-ass man. My bad. Pretty much, Jordan Sparks said, you know what I'm saying, not allowing your man to have female friends, it's toxic as fuck.
That's
what she said. She said, and I quote, "Y'all, here's a message. If your significant other is making you cut off your really good stand-up, been there since forever friends, male or female, get out. Not talking about the friends that are toxic or frenemies. That's a problem that should be addressed." So I admire, you know what I'm saying, Jordan coming out and announcing that, because I think a lot of people are insecure, and I've been in several relationships where I feel like I have to justify my female friends to my significant other. And like I say, that shit is just toxic as fuck. Like, you got to have confidence in the fact that I'm with you and I'm in a relationship with you, that it's just me and you. I'm gonna have fucking female friends. I've had female friends. We're gonna continue to have female friends.
Facts.
You have to, one, allow me to set those boundaries as a man. And then, two, you just gotta be able to trust in the fact that ain't shit going on. Now, if you come around and I'm acting a different type of way,
Then, at that point,
it's like, all right, cool. Like, my spider sense is tingling. Nigga, you fucking up somewhere. Y'all ain't just friends. You feel me? But if it's just a homegirl's coming around, y'all cool, y'all friendly, you confident in it because you know that I ain't going nowhere because you securing yours, that's so fucking, that's sexy to me. Like, I love a woman with confidence. We all have insecurities, don't get me wrong. But like, when it's things that you don't have to worry about and you're insecure about, like, that shit will push me apart further than anything.
I agree 100%. So when it comes to having... So if a young lady, if a male decides to say, hey, you can't have female friends or have friends of the opposite sex, I feel like that will lead more to them trying to do shit behind their back or being shady as fuck. You feel me?
Yeah.
So then that's when infidelity comes into play, and then that's when shit goes all awry and shit like that. They'll sneak and do this shit and then hide everything from you. So I definitely agree with everything that she says. Clearly, she sounds very secure within her relationship to allow, because clearly she allowed this shit to happen, allow this man to go out with, you know, a female friend. So,
I mean, that, for him to even post a picture.
Even post a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, and especially, and with the comment as well, too, is like, it sounds sketchy, but the fact that she commented under the thing is like, oh, okay. I already knew what the fuck he was doing.
She pretty much saying, we good over here.
Y'all niggas can chill the fuck out, because y'all gonna post this shit in the tabloids and y'all niggas gonna try to break us up. Nah.
We good over here.
We straight.
We straight. Fuck so y'all.
Y'all chill out.
Y'all chill on y'all being unhappy by y'all selves. Yeah. Or being unhappy.
Yeah.
Trying to bring that negative energy into our shit. We good over here.
Big back and be
cool. I know who she is. She know who I am.
And that's I think that's
and that's key. That's,
yeah, that's key. That's a lot of it is if you can bring them around. Mm-hmm. If you can't bring that friend around, then it do kind of seem kind of sketchy or they just pop up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of the blue, your girl just hit you with the, oh, yeah, we finna go over to my homeboy Derek house. You like,
who's Derek? The fuck is Derek?
You ain't never said no Derek before at all. I don't, who, where he pop up from? Just like, you know what I'm saying, vice versa. But it also goes that back to, I hate when people say, like, I trust you, but I don't trust them.
Oh, that shit is fucking.
Because you really don't trust that person then. Because if you trust them, then you cool with it. Because you gonna, you know it takes two to tango.
I feel like that's a line somebody got off of fucking Real Housewives of Atlanta shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because how can you trust, you know, like you said, it takes two, you know what I'm saying, for people to cheat. Right. That other person, they can't make them do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it was a, you know, and then that's a whole different situation. But that's why I'm like, it's good. It's good to have those friends. I have a lot of female friends that if I get a girlfriend sometime soon or whenever, it's like it has to. They have to understand, like, I have female friends. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with them late night all the time or, you know what I'm saying, kicking it alone or doing whatever. But it still has, I have those conversations sometimes with female friends. I have, you know, some text convos. We may link up for drinks or something. But at the same time, I understand our friendship.
Right, right.
The value in our friendship. So, but that's what I say. You have to also be open with that person. Be like, yo, this is... You know what I'm saying? This is Samantha. Me and Sam been cool since da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So then it's not like when you be like, oh, yeah, me and Sam probably get a drink. She, I'm like, who the hell is Samantha? Why you never brought?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Now I got to go through this whole story with you.
Exactly.
So that's half the time men probably be like, all right, man, I ain't on this. Samantha. Nah, I'm cool.
Yep.
Ain't no drink.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, I'm still just thinking about this shit. And now we're going in depth talking about it on air. I still got emotional scars from incidences that have happened in my past regarding shit like this. And when you said that fucking, I don't trust, it ain't that I don't trust you. That shit, man.
The people love saying, like, oh, well,
I'm fucking going talking to my therapist this weekend. Because that shit, right.
I trust you, but I don't trust them.
Let's get into that, fellas.
So you don't trust me.
Can somebody explain to me what the fuck that means? Because I've been hearing it for years.
But it's
to the point where I've been convinced that shit is true. Like, yeah, she don't, it's cool. She trusts me. She don't trust that other motherfucker. But I'm like, it take two motherfuckers to fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Consensually, you feel me? So
how does it's almost like when someone told me, like, those play in the same part. Like, I'm kind of going off subject, but it's like you know how when someone say, like, there's, like, an issue with something, but, like, no, it ain't no issue, but you bringing it up.
But,
right.
But, like, those are the same things, like, those but things.
I thought, it's kind of that same situation of, I just find it funny how, but they're laughing.
Yeah.
So, what was funny about that?
So, what was funny about it, right. So, but, yeah, it all falls into that. It's, like, you have to make a decision on what you want. Like, do you want this man to be happy, or you want this man to be just, like, all up in your ass? Like, that's what it boils down to. Like, if you want this person to be happy and not do those crazy and wild things that you insinuating that he's already doing, you gotta chill the fuck out.
Also, though, it's also on the other side too, though, because a lot of dudes be in their feelings when a female, you know what I'm saying, or a woman, when they get they man friends involved, and, you know, oh no, it's my man, but cats be
but you got it once again. But it still goes back into that, like, is this one of your people that, like, your day
right,
one,
or
is this person just come out of nowhere? Like, who the fuck is James? Like, you ain't never said nothing about no goddamn James, no
motherfucking James.
That's why, like, I literally had this conversation this past weekend. Like, a woman get a boyfriend, I fall back.
Facts. Same here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you hit me up, I hit you back. But, like, I'm not hitting you up the same way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether we, you know, how close we are or whatnot. But because, you know what I'm saying, I respect y'all's space. I don't want them to trip on you, or, you know what I'm saying, you have to, until you let me know, you know what I'm saying, where we are, like, what is that boundary, then I'm just going to just fall back and let you know what I'm saying? Because my little friend could ruin your whole relationship, because that's corny anyway if they do that. But, like, by you being friends with me and kicking it with me, you know what I'm saying? People be jealous. People just be in their own feelings about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you over there, that nigga, how you kicking it with him? Now that I'm over here, like, come on, bro. It ain't that serious. Like, talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do that from the rip. Understand kind of who she hanging with beforehand. Because you can't just change nobody's life overnight. Just because y'all go together now, that they going to just drop everything and just be all about you.
That shit is dumb as fuck. I don't get, like, how, and this is men and women included, I'm definitely not singling anybody out. How do you expect somebody to change once they're in a relationship, but those same characteristics are what attracted you to that person in the first fucking place?
I wish I had words, but I don't for that.
You can't. Possible. I mean, it's possible, but why would you want somebody to force to change your lifestyle?
Yeah.
Force to change their fucking lifestyle. Like, why would you want somebody to do that?
Like, it's like you meet a stripper in a strip club. Mm-hmm. You want her to stop stripping because y'all together now? Nah, my nigga, that's how you met me.
Now I get that. But you knew the lifestyle. Exactly.
You already knew that.
You met him in a club. Yeah. They ain't want a club.
It's a gradual thing. Like, it's a conversation. Tired of that? No.
Nigga, how did you meet me? That's where the fuck you met me at.
You feel me? So you can't expect somebody to do something overnight. It's not gonna be an instantaneous thing. It's not gonna happen. You have to give that person time. You have to give that person, actually, you gotta get that person that trust, that loyalty, to be like, hey, I can do this.
That kind of go back to when we were talking about, I think it's the live show, with the Kanye and Kim situation. Mm-hmm. Where, like, Kanye's in his church bag, but Kim ain't there. But it's like, you can't be mad at her for dressing a certain way.
Kim out here dressed with that. She had that
suit on. Yeah, now she had a suit on. But, like, before that, though, like, it was an argument they had that he felt like she was dressing too revealing or whatever else. It was like, my nigga, That's how you met. Literally, like, that's now because you in your change of season, you expect her to be.
Didn't he have a butt ass naked on the back of a motorcycle?
Butt ass, hot ass naked.
Come on.
And you got to think about it. And my nigga, he said something like, my girl got famous all over a home movie, my nigga. Yeah. Like, he's mentioning these type things on a regular basis. You know how you met her.
Yeah.
You know her history.
You know how you got attracted to her. Like, come on now, son. All right, lastly, and then we go into our next topic. She pretty much just ends it by saying, pretty much that's controlling toxic. That's controlling a toxic behavior, and people are not objects you own. Again, people are not objects you own. Friends are super important for your well-being, especially those that knew you before certain huge life changes happen. It's healthy. I hope you all find someone that treats you like my husband and friends do. They are truly the best. May the odds be ever in your favor.
There it is then. So he basically told y'all to shut the fuck up.
Right. Like,
that's what I heard.
They got They got a happy home.
It's mind your business.
Everybody's a fucking armchair quarterback when it comes to telling somebody else what the fuck to do with their lives. But meanwhile, their own lives are shitty. I guarantee it. Motherfuckers quick to be tell you, oh, girl, don't do that, man. My nigga, don't do this. And then you got to look yourself in the mirror and fucking have a shitty ass life. So mind your own fucking business. Stay in your own fucking bag. Everybody be happy. The end.
The end.
Next topic. Also brought up by me. What I'm seeing on my social media feeds is an epidemic. And I think that we need to fucking address this shit.
Okay. Talk about it.
Especially in the age of fucking screenshotting and video recording and all this shit. Like, the shit is becoming a fucking epidemic, and I gotta address this shit. It's been more so women, but definitely some fellas do this shit too. We gotta talk about this. Motherfuckers sending you private conversations, and you wanna put that shit on social media for clout. I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is fucking trash. If a motherfucker is having a conversation with you one-on-one, even if they say some goofy, lame shit, why would you fucking try to put them out there to make yourself, you know what I'm saying, seem a little bit better, boost yourself a little bit up by putting y'all private conversation on fucking social media? Because I'm sure, vice versa, you can probably say some goofy shit to him too, or goofy shit to her. You're going to crop that shit out, right? But you want to post the shit that make you seem like, you know what I'm saying, oh, you cool, you this motherfucker that everybody trying to holler at, or this motherfucker saying goofy shit to you, or woo-doo-woo-wop the chop. Like, stop that shit.
Right. Stop trying to do shit for clout. Like, my niggas, like, that's the equivalent of buying fucking expensive shit you can't afford to wear at the clubs and impress niggas you never know. Mm-hmm. Like, you out here posting motherfucking, because here's the thing, I personally don't believe in burning no fucking bridges unless you just, you know what I'm saying, don't mean me or my crew any fucking, you know what I'm saying, goodwill. I don't burn any fucking bridges. You never know what a motherfucker can or cannot do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers look at me and they hear my vernacular on this podcast, but don't realize I got a six-figure job. You know what I'm saying? I'm a VP at a company. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have the decision in hiring and firing people. You feel me? Like, motherfuckers come up to me and talk shit, but then they come and need a job, and then they walk in their goddamn interview room and see me sitting over there, you know what I'm saying, with my, you know what I'm saying, three-piece suit on. Now, you know what I'm saying, they got a motherfucking E. Crow. But you know what I'm saying, I just think like that shit is just so fucking trash, juvenile. And it's grown ass men out here and grown ass women out here doing that dumb shit too. Like, we in our motherfucking 30s now, G. Why you out here motherfucking making motherfuckers an example so you can get some clout? Like, I hate that shit. That shit is just dumb. Like, if a motherfucker got some shit to say, like, think about if you having a real ass intimate fucking conversation with somebody you care about. You being open, you being honest, you know what I'm saying? Your feelings are out there, you being exposed. And this motherfucker take that shit and post it on social media, Facebook. Now, mind you, we'll omit the name because we think that shit's cute. But well, let's say that. And then he post it out there and be like, man, look what this motherfucking chick sent me all on my dick. Yada, yada, go out the chop. And then post your fucking heartfelt ass conversation that was a one-on-one conversation between you and him on social media for some fucking likes.
Listen,
come on now.
Yeah, that shit is trash as fuck. But
come on.
And to you know, make it
go. I'm going to get a beer off that shit, man. That's
bullshit. We're going to elaborate a little bit more on that, especially when someone don't give the whole story. Like, especially like if you, like you and your lady or you and your male friend get into a situation, but you always give that one side of the story. Like, it looks bad. It makes them look like the dickhead and not you, because of course you're gonna put yourself in a better light,
right?
And I mean, I don't, and
you telling your narrative of the story,
right? And I don't know if it's necessary for clout per se, but I just think it's like you just want to make yourself look better. You want to make you look. It's like almost like playing that motherfucking victim role, almost. I get
where you're going.
Absolutely. Like, in a sense, so it's like we have to stop doing that, because like everybody gonna make their opinions based off what you are saying to them, or what is being said to them, without knowing the actual true story. Because remember, there's three sides to every story. It's your side, their side, and the motherfucking truth.
Hello.
So like everyone has to realize, just like, got chill the fuck out on like trying to bring other people in their situation, because it's not going to be healthy, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work out, because everyone's opinion is going to be skewed based off friendship. So, like, I could tell my niggas one thing, but if they don't have the whole story, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, my nigga, like, yeah, you in the right if you don't right. know the whole story. So, everybody just got chill the fuck out of that, period.
I'm absolutely going to tell you a motherfucking story to make me seem in the light. To make me seem like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, oh, man, I don't know what the fuck she was talking about, man. I ain't seen nothing wrong. You feel me? Trey, like, you have something to say, man.
I mean, I'm the petty one. I be all for it. Like, post that shit.
You be with the shit. You be with the petty, man. Come on, man.
Like, post that shit.
I'm on it.
Say word, your baby dad did what? Damn.
So here's the thing. Are you posting that like group chat? Or are you posting it Facebook for your 1,700 friends to see?
Oh, no. I ain't. Nah, hell no. I just like to say, but I get amused when I see somebody little, you know, they put something in there, like, damn, what's going on? Especially when they got nothing to do with me. I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, so this nigga ain't take care of his kids, huh?
Right. Dang. I've definitely seen the deadbeat.
Okay,
dad,
he just,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. But no, I get a kick out of it. So, and back in my younger days, back when DMs used to get exposed, I'd say some wild shit. I mean, it don't really do nothing now. But yeah, I was in your DM, so what? in the day when it was like a thing, like
you were like I just slid in your DM trying to shoot my shot and you put it out there versus like me having a whole ass fucking
everything. Back in the day when you used to write some motherfucking screenshot like damn, look at this nigga, I caught a DM. Like, I'm talking about that nigga. Oh, like, yeah. In the beginning, like,
yeah, ain't gonna fuck about that now.
I'd say some wild shit in the DMs, like low key hoping to get like, oh, you gonna see, they go, but they always write back like, damn, I That ain't what I wanted. But no, I find it amusing, entertaining. But at the same time, I definitely understand where you're coming from. It's like at a certain age, when you be like, yo, like, you're 36. I just said that because that
meme. Can we both, yeah.
Know that meme. And it's like, when do you stop? Like, when do you hit a point in your life and you say, all right, I don't got to post this because this 40-year-old man shouldn't be texting me like this anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all at an age now, like 30 plus, where it's like, you know how somebody should talk to you. You know how you want to be presented. You don't got to post it. We know. Block them. Move forward. Do what you got to do. Like, it's that simple.
My nigga, speaking of block, man, if you follow me on, I just got blocked by a fucking 40 plus year old man for some shit. Yeah, weird as fuck. The nigga came on my page. I'm talking about fucking, so by the time people hear this, it'll be a week before the shit, but. Kamala Harris just dropped out of the fucking presidential election, right? So I'm asking motherfuckers, I was like, so why is it that everybody, because motherfuckers was having a party, like, motherfuckers was on my Facebook celebrating, like, Trump just got motherfucking, what's his name? So I'm like, where all this motherfucking hate coming from? They like, yeah, Kamala down and Cory Booker next and yada, yada, shit. I'm like, where's all this hate coming from? So a motherfucker came on my page, man, this old ass, I don't even know where the fuck I, maybe he's an old Kappa or somewhere, I don't know where the fuck we even became friends at or whatever, but you know what I'm saying, motherfucker hit me up, and I'ma go, cause I'm on some petty shit now, since motherfuckers wanna be petty, I'ma go on some petty shit, and I'ma go back to the motherfucking conversation, but the nigga just pretty much in a nutshell, I ain't go through all that, cause I know y'all wanna, you know what I'm saying, take a break or whatever, but like, he came on my page talking some shit, and I was like, bruh, like, what's the facts behind it? He was like, oh, well, you don't follow politics? I was like, that wasn't the question, my nigga. I'm asking y'all why y'all motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, so excited about this shit. He's like, Google it. I was like, how the fuck am I going to Google your opinion? Nigga, what the fuck? Like, how about motherfucking? That's weird as fuck. It was like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I was like, bro, like, this conversation over with, man. Don't come on my page no more talking no dumb shit if you ain't came back your shit up with no facts. He's like, better yet, I'll block you. I'm like, what? Nigga, and I went to the nigga page. The nigga showing the fucking block me. Nigga, what? I'm feeling some type of way being blocked by a 40 plus year old man. You know what, women? I feel you. Niggas ain't shit.
Who cares? I honestly, who cares? Like, bro, I never went to your page anyway, so.
I didn't even know this nigga was following me until, like, this nigga made a comment, though. That shit was hilarious, though. Like,
but no, I don't know, man. I say, I want you to know, at a certain point, we gotta learn everything ain't supposed to be out there. I mean, shit, you get on Twitter. Shit, sometimes. IG, you know what I'm saying? You just see people trying to expose people, you know what I'm saying? Which I get some situations, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't, some people just don't know how to leave shit alone.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they tell you once, they tell you twice. All right, bro, I'm putting this out there for the world to see. Now, you know what I'm saying? You like trying to explain and, you know, backpedaling. I get that. But sometimes it just be petty. Like, you know, if a guy come in your DM trying to shoot a shot, you ain't got to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? He was just trying to shoot a shot like everybody else. But hell no, I can't believe this motherfucker trying to shoot his shot. If anybody, I would never. Like,
nah, that's, you got to do all, yeah, that. You don't. Yeah, you know that's what we get. That is what we get.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers up. Be out here. Let's not forget. Let's call a spade a spade. Y'all motherfuckers out here, 30 plus years old. Y'all somebody motherfucking mama and daddy.
Yeah.
Y'all teaching these behaviors to y'all children. That shit is toxic as fuck. We talking about toxic. That shit's toxic as fuck. Like I said, I go back to my original point. If you having a heart-to-heart fucking conversation, your emotions on the fucking table, and somebody put that out there for the world to ridicule, laugh at, whatever the case is, judge you, and you're one of your most vulnerable times, that shit is trash.
Everything ain't got to be put out there, man. Everything ain't for the world, but we know the world we live in right now, so everything will get put out there eventually.
It ain't got to be. Keep your fuck.
Yeah, it don't got to be, but that's just the way that the world.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the way
saying?
The cookie crumbles.
Everything got to be for social media. Everything got to be for like. Everything got to be for... Oh, wow, I never knew that they would, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You could be getting married. Let's say you get married, and then right. That one chick, oh, he was in my DMs last year.
Okay.
Okay, so. Like, I'm getting married this year.
So, yeah,
so
you're good. Like,
you know
probably,
what I'm saying?
Like, I probably know about it, little bitch.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like stuff like that. Like, people always want to be, like, included or feel like,
right.
Okay, well... That's cool, but what about this?
Everybody got a lot of people got FOMO, and you don't know what FOMO is. Yeah. Fear of missing out. Like, a lot of fucking people have that fucking shit. So it's like everybody, like, that's why I mind my fucking business, man. Like, I don't really care. I wish I cared more, but I don't actually. I don't care about caring, if that makes sense.
Well, I know I'll be fine in an hour.
I just feel some type of way.
There it is, then.
In my feelings. I've also had 3 Bud Light Platinums. Shout out to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking. They should pay me for it. But yeah, I'm in my feelings right now, and I'm going to take this shit out on the podcast for the next hour. So with that being said, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We about to go ahead and talk about today's main topic. We're talking about things that are ruining relationships. My man Dre came up with this amazing topic. We about to talk about this shit because I know I am personally guilty of this shit. And we might get into my bag. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Might get into my bag a little bit. I'll tell you how this shit fucked up or made an argument or two in a couple of my relationships.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So with that being said, let's take a break. You go ahead, do what you gotta do, and we'll be back. One
peace.
You're listening.
Who's that?
To DB.
Oh yeah.
Dre Tyson.
Yes, indeed.
And LE to the ON.
What could be better than that?
On That's Why We're Single podcast.
All right. Once again, the fellas are back. That's Why We're Single, the podcast. Hope you enjoyed your little 30-second break. I say that with all the sarcasm in the world because we've been literally we've been chilling about 20 minutes now.
So, facts, you know, something like that.
Man. Conversing about a whole bunch of shit like we always do. It's more so a break for us, and the fact that we could put a little commercial in and get paid for this podcast. So make sure you tell your friends so we can get more listens.
There it is, then.
But that's all it's for in a nutshell. But I know we ain't heard much from him. He's been in this thing. So I'm going to let Dre go ahead and take over, especially since this is his topic for today's main topic of the day. So I didn't put you on blast, did I?
No, I'm watching the game, baby.
Okay, let's go. It's on you, baby.
So I don't know where I heard this or somebody was having a conversation. I seen it somewhere. So if y'all know it, quote it. But talking about how cell phones ruin relationships. Because it now allows you to have 24-hour access to that person. Whereas back in the day, you know, if you talk about your grandma, maybe even your mom and dad, whoever, they didn't have that access to people 24 hours a day. So basically, they either had to pull up on you, they call your house phone, which if you weren't there, there's no access.
Or you can just not answer the phone.
Yeah, you can lie, not answer the phone, do whatever. And then, I mean, pretty much ride by your house or something like that. It was no way for them to just have that access to knowing that you're around or that you know, if it's social media or whatever else. So in my eyes, I was like, that's kind of true. I mean, it is true to me just because a lot of people especially get that false, I won't say hope, but it's kind of like when you know someone has their phone on them, you always expect them to answer you back. And even though it's an unrealistic expectation, and that's just like when I always tell people when they first start talking to somebody, you have to live by those same tendencies that you start off with. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that person starts to get these unrealistic expectations of who you are and what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. If you call that person every day at 7 a.m., the day you don't do that, they're going to be like, why you ain't calling me?
Facts.
So at this point, it's like, you know, I have my phone on me 24 hours a day. You know, I usually hit you back quick. You just expect it to happen. So at this point, if it's an hour go by, you kind of like, whoa, what's going on? Like, why you ain't hit me back? Like, what's up? That's crazy. Yeah. Thinking about how it is now compared to then, they would probably go days sometimes without, you know what I'm saying? If you was out of town, you may not talk to somebody. If you was, you know what I mean, just didn't feel like it or whatever else, your mom maybe not let you get the phone, you couldn't talk to nobody. Now it's like at any given moment, you have access to my life.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Like we definitely have to realize how much cell phones have changed the aspect of dating and the aspect of relationships in 2019, almost about to be 2020. Like think these are arguments that we have now that we would never have had 20 years ago, right? Yeah. Like, I text you at work. Why didn't you text me back?
That's strange as fuck.
I sent you a text message. You got your read receipt on. Why you didn't reply back? I saw you read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're always on your phone when I text you. How come you can't text me back fast enough? Like, motherfuckers is getting in real-ass arguments
over cell phones now. Yeah. Like, that shit is crazy now. Like, you think about, I guess, like, you think about 1984, how they say Big Brother's watching us. Like, that's really how attached we've become to our cell phones. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I remember having a heated-ass argument with one of my exes. And at the end of the argument, I literally sit there and told her, I'm like, yo, do you realize we're having a fucking argument over a goddamn cell phone? Like, think about it. Like, we're having a fucking argument, a drawn out argument over a goddamn cell phone. Like, motherfuckers have jobs that they're committed to. Like, motherfuckers have other things that they're doing. Motherfuckers have whole ass lives to the point where, like if you want somebody to answer you quick, call 911. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers have whole ass lives. And, like, if I don't answer your text message in a unrealistic amount of time, meaning, like, 2 minutes, especially when I'm at fucking work and I deal in kind of pseudo retail where I deal with people and, you know what I'm saying, there's no telling how the flow of traffic may go. I may be slow 1 minute and be knocked out the next 2.5 minutes with people steady coming in the doors and type shit. Like, I'm not able to fucking text you the minute that you're able to text me. Like, and motherfuckers be having drawn out ass, dog out ass fights about that dumb shit. Like, we too old to be doing, we too old to fucking be arguing about some dumb shit like that. Honestly, me personally, like, if that's your thing, if you like, yo, if I text my man and, you know what I'm saying, he better text me back, or I text my girl and she better text me back. If that's your, you know what I'm saying, that's what make your boat float, I'ma challenge you to be like, why do you want that much access to a person? Like, what entitles you, besides the fact that you're in a committed relationship, what entitles you to that much fucking access to a person, to where your priority, and even over their job, even over their own life, is fucking replying to you in a fucking text because you text them and it's time for you to, it, you should reply back in a good amount of time. Like, that shit is, 2019 is a scary fucking time, yo. It's scary as fuck. Shit,
it's real life 2020 to keep it.
Keep it above. Yeah, it's 2020. Yeah.
Cell phones ruining relationships with 24 hour access. I'm gonna say yes for sure. Because when you're with your significant other or someone that you're, you know, talking to or dating, whatever, you know, whatever term or title that you fuck people like to have nowadays. More often than not, like, you're chilling on the couch on one end and that person chilling on the couch on the other end, and you guys aren't really having a conversation. Y'all, what are y'all doing? Y'all probably on Instagram, or y'all playing a game or something like that. So y'all not really spending the quality time, air quotes that I put out there, that you should be spending time with each other. And you are entertaining other things that should not be entertained. Which can be detrimental to relationships because you want to bring those set trends or topics or whatever the case may be into set relationship, which can cause failure. And we see it time and time again. And I'll take it one step further. We can just talk about cell phone. What's on your cell phones? We got social media. We got those Twitter, we got those Instagrams. Oh, you're
the
not
cloud.
The cloud, yeah. You're not looking at my stories. You're not liking my pictures.
I've gotten to a dumbass argument about that shit.
I see you in fucking real life.
Why you not liking my picture I posted?
Like, bro, like, I don't care. Like if I like you in real life, so don't worry about me liking you in this fake life. Like, who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to show? Like, these things. Girl, he liked my picture today. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, no one really cares, to be quite honest, like, what you do on your social media. They're just there because it's like, all right, yeah, I know this person. All right, yes, they take nice pictures. All right, cool. Because whatever you're doing, they really don't give a fuck, to be quite honest. So don't allow these things, social media, cell phones, whatever the fuck you're doing with that device in your hand, don't let that shit affect who you got in front of you, because at the end of the day, that person's still going to be there. If you break your phone, then guess what? Now you got to learn how to talk to this motherfucker now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. Ain't no choice. So don't let that ruin you. Go ahead, man.
No, it's just, like I said, just that access, man, that's scary, period. Like, because somebody always feel like they can have you. You know what I'm saying?
Immediate, like, unadulterated, 24/7 access to you. Like, and, to the point where you having hard ass arguments about right. this shit.
And then piggyback off what you said earlier about like the work, like, come on, man. Like, there's a few things I feel like, especially when I'm dealing with somebody, I always tell them, I'm not gonna get away your school, I'm not gonna get away your family, I'm not gonna get away of your job. If you ever be like, yo, I'm working, bet, hit me up later. Yo, or sleep, like, yo, I'm tired, bet, hit me up later. But like, I hate when people just be like, you know I'm at work.
Right, right.
You know I'm at work.
You know exactly what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hit me up, we type, or they hit you up like, what you doing? Nigga, I'm at work. It's Monday. Right. It's Monday. You know I'm at work.
Like, unless, you know, I told it's you 10 otherwise. Yeah,
right, right. But it's 10 a.m. on a Monday. You know I'm at work. It ain't no holiday. So those are the things.
Ain't no holiday.
Those are the things that kind of just like rub me the wrong way. But then it's like, I think that's also what made back in the day, right? Like, oh, back in the day was so good. Yes and no, because it was good because you didn't have that access and people probably was more happier because you didn't, but it also was bad because you didn't know.
No, yeah.
And they were down the street doing whatever with whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, facts, facts.
And that's why I say, I always say, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, there was a lot of secret families out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of secret families that, you know, your grandpa, your whoever had a kid out down the street. And you know what I'm saying? Your grandma might have knew, might not have knew. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it was, they didn't know. If social media was around, oh, they would have knew.
Facts.
It'd have been, it'd been posted, and he looked just like his dad. And who is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it went all out there. So, and that's why I said back in the day it was nice, but now we just have to be more conscious of the way we do things, especially with the phone. You know I'm around. You know I text back fast, but like, you don't got to talk to me all day.
Oh, no.
You don't. You can hit me up, you know, so we can talk, but like, we ain't got to do the whole, I'm going to text you while I'm at work, I'm going to get off, we still texting, I'm going to call you that night, or we going to FaceTime? Nah. Nope. We ain't got to do all that. You know, so you can either FaceTime me once, or we can meet up, we can text, but like, come on, we ain't finna do everything all day. That's too much. I get burnt out. So that's one thing that I will say about that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, like, I just harping back on the fact that, like, we've become so dependent on these cell phones that, like, we having real-ass, drag-out-ass fucking arguments over these things.
Like, legit, like social media, bro. Like who has...
I mean, I got an argument over
it. No. I've definitely got an argument over social media
hosting
before.
Someone. Like, what?
Like, I got an argument one time back in the day when, like, when Facebook statuses, like, when you put it, like, you're in a relationship with somebody.
Oh,
like, I got a drag out fight because I didn't accept the request to say that we were in a relationship with somebody.
I've had an argument definitely about that.
I'm like, man, what? Mm-hmm. Like, my G, like, I'm in all of your pictures. Like, niggas see us out. Like, who gives up? Like, who are you posting? Yeah, who are you trying to tell that you were in a relationship? Like, who else are you trying to, like, oh, you must got some secret nigga over there.
Yeah. Remember, it was a joke. I used to say a joke back in the day when I'm like, yo, our relationship ain't fucking official until you accept it on Facebook.
And, but low-key, though, it's kind of true.
It's kind of fucking true, though.
It's still true. But the thing is, though, like, when you see, like, someone, like, posting, like, I'm in a relationship with Sam, like, so, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn Sam. I see y'all niggas holding hands and kissing and shit and I get it. Y'all niggas is in a full-fledged relationship. Congratulations. All right, cool. We get that. But I don't, like, I'm a very private person when it comes to my relationship status. And, like, niggas don't need to know. Like, who cares? Like, because then that's how outside influences get into the relationship. Then it's like, oh, my nigga, you should do this. Oh, my nigga, you should do that. Nah, beat it. You single. Shut the fuck up. Get out of my face. Have a good day.
Man, so, I can say, man. I don't know, because I can fucking talk about this shit for fucking.
Nah, my nigga, it could be talked about for a long time.
For hours.
Everybody that had that situation of getting an argument about something like social media, like, argument. Oh, you don't post me enough.
Like had that argument.
Nah, what? See, that's cool.
You don't post me enough.
You got your own page.
Who you trying to hide me from?
You got your own page. Good day.
Yeah. It's like they want that security of whatever that
so niggas in social
media does.
This shit has made us more insecure than ever.
Hell yeah.
Than ever.
Fuck yeah.
This shit, it makes us insecure as fuck. Cell phones, that's what they've done. Like, because you depend on them so much, you don't fucking trust shit. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Our parents and shit, they had whole ass relationships on the side and shit, but it was like, that is what it is. They were secure with that shit. And that's why they some of the strongest people we know, our parents and our grandparents. Now, we fucking be having whole ass mental fucking breakdowns because I don't get enough likes on the goddamn picture.
Because it's because outside influences, bro. Nigga, like, they, like, because it's like, oh, you ain't getting no likes on that picture? Like, oh, your shit trash.
Like, I'm having a whole ass fit over here because a 40-year-old nigga that I don't know from Man in the Moon motherfucking blocked me on my motherfucking post. That's how much fucking dependent that we've come on this shit. This shit is crazy. I'm the first to fucking admit it. Like,
right. This shit wild, bro.
Whoa, like, we need to take a step fucking back and be like, thinking for ourselves again and just being like, instead of fucking depending on how many likes, and that's why I applaud Instagram for taking away likes. That shit hasn't happened to me yet or anybody I know.
I think it's happening in like China. I think it's happening in like other countries and stuff like that. Just to test it out before it actually like
that
it,
shit needs to
like
happen.
I think once it happens, Instagram, I mean, it may be the death of Instagram in itself, and then I think what they're going to do is they're going to notice that their numbers have dropped and they're going to bring them shits right back. But I mean, I think it could be beneficial for real. Like, I don't
in the end, I think, yeah, like, I think the whole social media influencer will be affected. If that's your career, I apologize, but
no, I don't
feel
fuck
like
you
know what I'm saying. That's, hey, I ain't gonna knock anybody that's doing a hustle.
I mean, get your hustle, get your shit on, but
I ain't gonna knock anybody.
You fucking my shit up though.
I mean, you know, I see a couple people out there. I'm like, okay, yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna let anybody fucking influence me on social media.
That's a fact.
First and foremost, but like, it's motherfuckers out here that really get paid for that shit. So if that's your bag, this shit may affect you, but in the grand scheme of things, there's 90% of the world that ain't fucking, over 90% of the world that ain't no fucking influencer that's getting affected on the fact that this picture didn't get enough likes. I'm getting an argument because of this or that. Like, and sad to say, you know what I'm saying? It's become, social media has become a reason for many suicides as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Online bullying, you know what I'm saying? And things like that, like, we have become a fragile society, and it's because of these things that we hold in our hands right now. Like, hell, Dre right now got one in his hand. I literally had one in my hand 20 seconds ago. Leon is playing with one right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we can't seem to keep these things fucking down.
But because everything is we're a microwave society. Like, the only way that we can get away from it is stop giving us the access. But it's too tough to do it.
But here's the thing: they're giving us more access though.
That's
now, bro.
Saying. So like,
know, my nigga, you don't even need a debit card no more. Your phone is your debit card now. I can pay for shit. I can't tell you the last time I pulled out my debit card to take money from the ATM.
I don't mind, because I love like going like overseas and not being able to use my phone.
Facts.
I have no issues with that.
Yeah, I've done it. This shit is love. Yeah, like, you take pictures. Yeah, you use your phone for a camera, but not to have motherfuckers have a whole ass.
Yeah, like, you can't. You know what I'm saying? So I leave my phone in the resort or wherever, like, shit. I mean, I can't use them motherfucker anyway.
When I went to Cabo, and I did you say something? Yeah. When I went to Cabo, I was like, I ain't making no motherfucker. I ain't making no calls. I shouldn't be calling nobody. It's fucking paradise out here.
Yeah,
this water is like crayon color blue.
That's what I love. That's what I don't mind going out like overseas, because you got to live in that moment.
Right.
You can pay for it if you want to. I'm not. I'm living in that moment. I'm trying to see, like I said, my feet at the bottom of this fucking water that nowhere in the U.S. we have, you know what I'm saying? So, like, stuff like that to me is dope, you know what I mean? Just being able to just go out and, you know, go for a walk and just see people that don't even speak English. Like, damn, like, that's wild. So, just embrace that. Like, I can go without my cell phone, you know what I'm saying? If I'm just on a day-to-day basis, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, leaving it behind sometimes. But, you know, a lot of stuff I do is on it.
Yeah.
Either via email, promo, or, you know, setting up events or whatever else. Got to go through there.
So, it's true, you know what right? I'm saying? They make it so fucking easy nowadays. Like, you can make a fucking flyer for an event, post that bitch to an event. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Make edits. You know what I'm saying? Everything's in your phone. Like, the shit's crazy now how they make so much of our lives now dependent on these. Oh, yeah, it's
very
phones.
Convenient. And that's what we are. We're convenient people.
Yeah, microwave society. Like, it has to be done fast.
Yeah, we want
like,
everything right then and there. That's why there's Grubhub. That's why there's, you know, Uber Eats. That's why there's groceries that are dropping off at your door now. Like, it's got to a point where we want that instant.
Like, we want to be, I think we want to be, like, hermit. Well, not hermit crabs. That's a bad one. Like, we want to be isolated from society. Like, it's things like that have made us like, be isolated. Like, working, like, could you imagine back in the day working from home? Like, that's like, could you imagine your parents just be at the crib all day long just working? Like,
what the fuck is you doing?
Like, what are you doing? Like, go.
I know you ain't making no fucking money. Like,
get up out of here. Like, what you doing in here? Like, especially during the summertime? Nah.
Nah, bro.
Now you got to go to the crib. I got somebody coming over here. Like, man. But see, the thing is, though, like, a lot of people are being isolated with those things. Like, you don't have to leave your fucking house to do anything now.
You really fucking don't.
Like, bro, you can get food delivered. You can get your groceries delivered. You can have someone pick up your fucking car to have it fucking taken care of.
Yeah, you want your car washed? You ain't even got to leave your fucking crib. Like,
you don't.
Do. Yo, shit, the motherfucker will bring the car wash to your crib. Bruh, wash that shit outside your motherfucking crib now, my nigga.
And like, the only thing you got to do is look out the window. Thanks. I already sent you the money via Cash App or via Apple Pay.
Yeah, everything.
Like, listen. I was having a conversation with somebody today who did not know like how to cash a check.
It's a lot of motherfuckers out here that don't know how to write a fucking check. I work in the financial industry. I can tell you right now. The future, I would say,
my nigga, I have to learn how
people,
to do that.
The people that
my
are
dad
18,
told me how to do that.
The people that are 18 to 22 years old, the future of this society, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here that don't know how to write a check.
Do motherfuckers not balance a fucking checkbook
at all?
They don't know how to balance
They don't know how to balance a fucking checkbook.
I never had one.
They don't know how to balance a fucking checkbook. They don't know how to fucking banking work.
I know. You know how to do it.
They don't know what a fucking
business
day is. They don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I never.
That was one of the first things I learned how to do.
I learned it like in eighth grade, high school. But like again, I never had. I'm like, fuck. I need checks for. I have a card.
Yeah, I mean, checks are obsolete now. Absolutely, but
no, it's not fucking still accepted.
No. Hold on.
No,
you're definitely obsolete,
my nigga. But I still utilize a check.
Yeah.
Like without paper
cashier
stuff?
Check is as far as I go.
I paper shit using a check.
No, like I don't have a check. I never had a checkbook. Never. Yeah.
I just made a deposit today of over 50 checks. This motherfucker still out here writing checks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My nigga, like I went to the grocery store the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to the grocery store the other day and I used a check.
You use a check? What?
Yeah.
How old are you, nigga?
36.
Nigga, you went to a grocery store and used a check.
I used a fucking check.
You was that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You was that motherfucker that held up the line to write. How much is it? All right, you have to write.
Absolutely.
The name.
And I wrote that bitch in my ledger.
This nigga lying for all the right. podcast.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to have to ask this nigga to let me see the checkbook. This nigga lying for the podcast.
It was like for business purposes, but I used the check, though.
Okay, I got you. No worries.
Yeah, so.
I get that. For business, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have that. Just check them out. But just we've become so convenient. Like, this shit reminds me. So, like I said, like, motherfuckers don't know. Like, I work in the financial industry, and we get random shops from fucking customers. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, okay, well, how was your service when you went to such and such? So I had a motherfucker that gave me a bad shop because, and I quote, this was his shit verbatim. He said, my card expires in 3 months. I walked into the branch. I wanted to get my card renewed today, but I had to wait a week for it to come into the mail.
Because, you know why? So
they used to have a, where y'all get the same day, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
But, okay, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't. Guess what? You still have a card that works for three months.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that part.
And you're getting a card in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Like, back in the day, shit, it wasn't a week. That shit took fucking forever. Yeah.
I remember when I was at motherfucking Bank of America.
Hell yeah.
I remember one time I just, you know what I'm saying, like, got paid from Sprint. I'm about to go to the club in Chicago. I'm about to kick it hard. I go to the bank, Bank of America. I fucking put my debit card in. I'm so excited to go kick it, get my little cash out. I drive off, and I don't have my fucking debit card.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I call Bank of America. Like, fuck, I need to call them up. Like, man, can y'all close my debit card? Woo, woo, woo. They're like, yeah, you get your new debit card in 2 weeks. That was it. I wasn't waiting. I didn't have no other fucking option. All right, cool. I got my cash out there. Like, you can visit a Bank of America to withdraw money. Cool. I get it. I fucked up. I left my shit. I got to deal with the consequences. These motherfuckers want they shit the same day, and if they don't get it, these motherfuckers is mad.
Because
big like, mad, because my nigga.
So, I mean, because everything is so like we said, it's so readily available for us to do. It's like when it's the convenience factor, like first world issues, man. That's why I got out of the industry that I was in because of first world issues.
Oh my god, I couldn't do what you did.
Like first world issues,
I was where you were.
It's like you have to think about it. Like I talked to people on the phone on a regular basis who was like, I can't do this for 2 seconds. Now I need $17 off my bill. What?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. Right. I'm going to show you what you need to do. You need to move from that location.
Right.
Just that simple. Stop doing what you were doing because that's why it's doing that. Like, I've had issues with my phone. Like, I wish I would call. And I worked in the cell phone industry, so cast out the bat. I wish I would. I'm like, I already know why this is happening. It's because of the type of building I'm fucking in. It's metal, it's fucking bricks, it's fucking snowing outside, shit is all fucked up. Right. I get it. This is the reason why. But, like, people don't have that mindset. People don't think, like, outside the box, oh, this is the reason why. It's not because your phone is fucked up, oh, I need a new phone. No, it could be other factors that's playing into it. So, people need to just chill the fuck up. My bad, y'all. I apologize.
Any last words, not man? Because really. I feel like we can beat this motherfucker. Yeah, we could.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh yeah, no, you could definitely keep going with it, but it's just like,
I just need to just chill the fuck out. Tighten up, youngin.
Get your expectations together.
Tighten up, youngin. That's what you fucking need to do.
Also do that.
You feel me?
And that's that on that.
Yeah, poo.
Y'all keep talking, man. I'm trying to pull up today's questions, man.
We ain't got no questions.
We ain't got no goddamn questions.
We got one. I just got to pull up the goddamn.
So I was going to ask the question. What y'all niggas want for Christmas?
For keep it a buck? So look, I've never had a Detroit Tigers jersey. Never. I've had Pistons jerseys. I've had a Red Wings jersey. I've had Lions jersey. I've never had a Detroit Tigers jersey. So
who's on their team?
It don't matter, my nigga. That's my hometown.
No, I'm just thinking. I don't know.
Who's on their team currently right now? Like Miguel Cabrera.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that's why I was him. Wondering.
I mean, it's a few other cats I can name it. Y'all niggas are like, I don't know what the fuck that is. But anyway, but I've never had one. Like all the years, I've never had the pullover jersey from the 80s. I've never had one from the 90s. The 2000s and current. Like,
I think I have a Detroit. No, that's a Baltimore Orioles.
No, I've never had one.
I've seen a throwback though.
It's wild as fuck. Nice, though. Yeah, but the crazy thing is, baseball's my favorite sport, and I've never had one.
Well, I do you one better, my nigga. Like I've never been to Soldier Field.
I've been in Soldier Field.
I've been in Soldier Field.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I'll tell you on some real shit. Like, I've never been to an actual professional fucking basketball or football game for my own fucking teams that I live and die for. But I've been to fucking just went to motherfucking Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. About to go to motherfucking University, the Phoenix, whatever they shit is called, Arizona. Yeah. I've been to the fucking Metrodome and fucking
But you've seen your teams play. You just never been.
I've never been an actual home game. I've seen them play in Miami. I've seen them play in Miami. I've seen them play in Atlanta. I've seen them play in fucking New Orleans.
Well, I did that with Duke. I'm going to go there to their stadium. No,
like I've been like all of the teams that I love. Like I've been to multiple games. The only one that I haven't been multiple games to is the Michigan Wolverine basketball team. I've been in the Big House.
I've actually never seen. Actually, you know, I've seen the Bulls play, but it was a preseason game here when.
LeBron first got back to Cleveland.
Yeah, I've seen the Pistons play in the playoffs. I've seen the Pistons be not in the playoffs. I've seen a World Series game. I've seen a Super Bowl. Like, I've been fortunate enough to see all these things. That's crazy.
I've been to a MLB All-Star game.
Nah, that's dope. I would want to do that.
I've been there, but I was in a fucking nosebleed. But that was when Barry Bonds was motherfucking.
But that was still.
Motherfucking nosebleeds and Barry Bonds could was hitting that bitch up there. Barry Bonds could actually hit that motherfucker up there. Like, you really thought you had a chance to catch a motherfucking Barry Bonds fucking ball.
Random fact. Random fact. Before I die, I want to hit all 32 Major League Baseball stadiums.
I was on some drunk shit on Sunday. I was like, I want to hit all 30 NFL stadiums in a year.
Yeah, you gotta take at least, in order to do that. Yeah, I calculated it.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
You can do two games a day.
Yeah, you could.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you would have to.
You couldn't do two games a day. You literally would have to take a month off.
Like preseason
in order to do it
too.
Because here's the thing: you could go. You theoretically could go to a Sunday game, a Monday game, and a Thursday night game. Yeah. You can go to those. So that's 30. That's in a season, that's fucking what? 3 times 16. That's fucking 48 games right there that you have a chance to go to. But if you want to do that shit shorter, like you think about, you go to a fucking like, let's say Chicago play in fucking at 12 o'clock, and I could fucking go to the damn Indianapolis Sunday night game.
Yeah,
I gotta have a white people schedule where my parents gave me money and I can fucking take off to do that shit. But it's all said and done. But it was just a dream.
It's impossible.
Hey man, I just need to hit the lottery, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take y'all with me, man. For real, man. I ain't leaving my niggas behind, man.
Absolutely not.
All right, cool. We got one question today. We about to get into it. I'm about to let y'all on y'all merry way. I feel like we had to talk about this because, you know, it's fucked up. Because I feel like, you know, motherfuckers get a little money and forget where the fuck they come from, literally and physically, like from the womb. So I'm like, we need to definitely address this shit. It's probably been beat, you know what I'm saying, a little bit too much, but shit, we definitely have to comment on it. So we're talking about Los Angeles Clippers forward Patrick Patterson. And how he's been getting slammed, dogged, because he pretty much referred to black women as bulldogs while defending his white wife. Pretty much in a nutshell, because actually Leon hasn't heard too much about it. So pretty much in a nutshell, he had got, I think he posted a picture on Instagram of him and his wife. Somebody came to him and was just like, yo, like.
It was actually I believe it was in person, actually.
It was in person or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, you know, why, you know, black women can't get love and things like that. And he was like, you know, you're attracted to who you're attracted to. And then he was like, well, why are you not attracted to a black woman? He was like, well, why would I settle for a bulldog?
Okay. So
the question is, why is it that black women can't get, like, respected? Like, I forget who said it, but it's like the most disrespected person on the planet is a black woman. The most unappreciated person on the planet is a black woman. So
I'm gonna disagree with that 100%. The reason why I'm gonna disagree with that, because as studies have shown, black women have been the most, I mean, yes, they've been, they're the most educated, they're the most intelligent, and currently they're leading the workforce. But that's beside the point. From what he's saying, I get, so like, don't fucking bash me, y'all. I get what he's saying. Like, why are you settling for something where, like, love don't really matter? Like, if I don't want a bulldog, like, I don't want the bulldog. He used a bad terminology, which is trash as fuck. I get why he got bashed for it, because he's correlating women to dogs. He's basically saying he's not settling. But on the other hand, you can't do that, bro. Like, it's bad choice of words just right now, especially in a time of age that we live in. Like, you just you can't, like, bro, you came from a black woman.
Exactly.
You can't, and that's the thing, like, you can't do that. Like, it's just, I really don't have any words for it, because it's trash as fuck, first off. And it's unfortunate, because because of the fact that he's, you know, he's dating a white woman, which is, I mean, it's no issues with it. Like, if you love who you love, you like who you like. That's not the issue with itself. But the fact that of the matter is, it's like he's correlating a bulldog, which happens to be a dog, of course, if you don't know, to a black woman. Like, it's like you can't, you just can't do that. You can't put an animal versus a human. You can't combine the two. It's just trash as fuck.
Before I go into my soliloquy, I just want to go into a couple of things where I'm going to challenge you on, like you say, the black woman. Because even though everything you said is correct, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're obviously the most educated, you know, but thing is, when it comes to the workforce, by far, they are the least paid amount of
They're the least paid, yes. I'm talking about leading the workforce.
They have the most
education. Yeah, they still get, they get trashed on the dollar side.
Most
yeah.
education. Facts. And then they have the least amount of money.
I agree with that, 100%.
Also, too, we know being black in America is tough. Facts. We know being a woman in America is tough.
The toughest.
Right. Imagine being a black woman.
One plus one is two. It is tough. I'm not saying that.
You know, like, absolutely, like, and I mean, it's tough. I can never, as a man, I can't understand what a black woman goes through. I can only empathize.
I can't go, period.
You know, because I know that as a black man, I have my struggles, especially in the workforce, especially dealing with my white counterparts, trying to, you know what I'm saying, just fucking blend in, like not even trying to be accepted, because I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. I'm just trying to blend in and not be that person that, you know, when they have a question about black culture, they can go reach out to DB and be like, can you answer this question? Like, why does such and such and such? Like, no, like, I'm not that dude. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about the whole thing with Gabrielle Union, if you haven't heard. Like, Gabrielle Union right now is fucking meeting with her lawyers on this Thursday, which will be the past Thursday when y'all hear this, regarding her being fired from America's Got Talent because of the fact that they say her rotating hairstyles are too black for their audience.
Is that, no, that's real?
That's real as fuck. Like, yeah, like her hairstyles, her rotating hairstyles are too much for their audience. So she's actually... She's actually got fired for that shit. And she's had so many people that have fucking come to her back, including, I believe, Nia Long, Sharon Osbourne, that used to actually be on actually America's Got Talent as a judge. Eva Longoria, I believe, made a statement. Wendy Williams made a statement. And you see how, you know what I'm saying, women are stepping up, and especially black women. I haven't seen one statement from a black man. I haven't seen one statement from a man, period. Actually, I take that back, because I have seen a statement from a gay white dude, but I haven't seen anything from a black man. Yo, and I think that this is the situations where our black women want us to step up to the plate and be side by side by them. Because when it's all said and done, honestly, like, when a black man's in trouble, who's got their back? They queen, they black woman. But when it's all when the coin is flipped, it's like we not there for our women, dog. I can personally say that I've seen it. If it's an anomaly, by all means call me out on it. But I guarantee you, I know there are several listeners that can understand where I'm coming from. I've seen it happening personally in my life. I can't speak on my other brothers, you know what I'm saying, personally what's going on in theirs, but I know that I can, you know what I'm saying, call that statement trash. Because definitely when it comes to black women, they are by far the most underappreciated and disrespected demographic that there is out there. Dre, I know, you know what I'm saying, we ain't been saying much, but go ahead.
Because I didn't really want to speak on this topic. just because, I mean, I did my research on it. First of all, it's like, okay, who cares what Patrick Patterson has to say?
Right. I mean, nobody gives a fuck. But, I mean, right.
But then on the second hand, it's like I also heard him explain what he was saying, because it was a person. It was like an interview. I think it was like an interview or something. He's getting asked questions. And this person just came out of nowhere, kind of like asked him about that situation. And he's like, he wasn't referring to black women as a bulldog directly. He was saying it as, and he was saying it about the guy's wife. So the person that asked him,
he was saying about his wife was a bulldog. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so that's how he was saying. He was like, "So I'm supposed to be a bulldog?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which it got took out of context if that's the case.
But a lot of things get dubbed that. So like, it's a headline grabber.
But yeah, then like I said, then it got blew up and boom, it just went to that. So I'm just like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to be married to a white woman? I have no issue. You know what I'm saying? Whatever race anybody wants to be, you know, married to, because. Yeah. Yeah,
that
right.
Like what you like.
Yeah, you have that right. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about loving a black woman. Right. So I just think that we put too much emphasis on people's opinion. Like, his opinion don't matter to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, trust me, when it's all said and done, what he don't make, don't me, make shit. Me shit.
You feel That's what I'm saying. Like, so for me, I just didn't want to put no, I didn't want to give him any light because it was like, he's not even big enough figure.
For the several hundred motherfuckers to listen to us, he ain't getting no fucking, no
play. I'm just saying, but he's just not like a big enough, like, they may not even know who he is.
You're right. They you know what I'm saying? But
that's what I was saying. Like, but
I'm sure that a lot of our listeners can relate, especially to the fact that, oh my God, this is the latest story of a black woman getting disrespected or in their, you know what I'm saying, in their mind getting disrespected. You feel
I mean,
me?
Yeah, like, of course. Like I said, it's something that should have never been brought to that light, or like you said, he know he should have said, he apologized for it. Even in the aspect of, I just can't understand, because like you said, your mom's black, his mom's black, his grandma's black, his,
like, you know, you don't get backlash for that shit, my nigga.
I mean, here's the thing, I know a lot of motherfuckers that whole family is like black, like motherfucking Cabrini Green, Chicago black, like motherfucking Hilltop, Columbus black, and shit, they...
You said the Hilltop?
Hilltop.
The Hilltop. Okay, you got it.
But I'm just saying,
when I realized, I was
you
like,
typically love, oh, yeah. You know, you typically love those people. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You typically love your grandma. You typically love your
absolutely.
Mom. So it's like, for you to disrespect them in that light, you know, like you said, it just got maybe cut out of context. I mean, I'm sure it's been plenty of times where things have been said, and you like, that's why, like, shit, I got to watch out things I say, because I know I say some stuff and be like, I ain't mean it like that, but right. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how people take stuff. But at the same time, he said what he said, so he going
to
get to,
I mean, he going to have to back live end. With it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think, here's the thing, what is all saying, I don't think he's apologizing because of what he said. He's apologizing for the backlash he received, which is a problem.
But that's always what it is. A lot
of motherfuckers, right? Motherfuckers don't apologize because of what they said. They apologize of being caught.
But it's also, like I said, he felt like, oh, I was talking about her. I wasn't talking about black people in general, or black women in general. So of course he probably would have felt like,
what would you do? What would y'all do in that situation though? Like, would that be like, how would you try to spin that? Like, how could you spin that? Like, to be honest,
I don't think he did a good job spinning it. Like, he's always talking about her. Because I'm gonna pull up this fucking article, man. I'm gonna pull this shit up.
Like, what would you do, Dre? Like,
I mean,
not necessarily talking about, just like talk about black women, or just say you got caught saying something out of the way, and like, how would you try to keep that, like, keep the image that you have? Like, how would you try to prevent that from blowing up to what it actually is?
You really, I mean,
I really would. I don't care. I'm just going to tell the truth,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? What I said was this. This is what I meant. You gonna believe it or not? I mean, but for me, it's like, I got it off my chest.
Got you.
I know what I was. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna give you a whole...
I know
whole,
what I meant, so yeah, you know, it don't matter what the fuck
I ain't
you
finna
think.
Give you a whole story and try to make it... Well, no, I didn't mean that because the way... No.
Nah.
Look, this is what I said. They took it this way. They ran with it. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for that. It wasn't supposed to come off like that. But at the same time, you know, they asked me something, caught me off guard, and I just tried to make a quick, witty response.
Yeah.
It was a terrible choice of words.
There it is.
Life happens.
Right. Here's the thing. Like, when it's all said and done, like, that's all you really can do.
Right.
Is accept the fact that, yeah, you fucked up. Yeah, like, I agree 100% with Dre. You know, but you also got to realize in the court of public opinion, all right, you know what I'm saying? I hope you got a bonus on this shit. In the court of public opinion, you're always going to be guilty before proven innocent. That's how it is in the court of public opinion. So, you know, I definitely thought it was something to talk about.
Nobody can tell you that you didn't mean it the way you know what I'm saying? Nobody can.
It's what we say versus what you mean. So it's all said and done.
We
so,
always
I mean,
know the lie is more entertaining than the truth.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Duh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
shit. I think we just gonna not give that topic any more fucking steam than what it is. And I think it's time for us to go ahead and wrap up another good show, man. How you guys feeling, man?
I'm good.
Y'all good, man?
Chip.
I'm hungry.
Anybody got any? Man, it's just Taco Tuesday. I'm Gucci. I had my fucking Mexican rice, too. Shit was fire.
I'm hungry right now.
Shout out to Dre for putting me on that spot, man. I ain't.
Up into Yakos.
Right. I'm a dumb motherfucker. He gave me the motherfucking bag. He gave me a motherfucking.
You get the hibiscus water?
No, I ain't get the hibiscus water. My nigga, they gave me a Ziploc bag, though, full of fucking with the, limes, though. I was like, nigga, hold that Ziploc bag and give me the tiny shit. Nah, dude.
Get the cucumber in that joint.
Yes, I seen that shit. Like, oh, y'all got it. That shit is live, buddy. Yes, sir.
You get the hibiscus water, though.
The hibiscus water. I'm going to go ahead and might order that shit. I'm off Thursday, so I'm going to get that shit on Thursday.
Here it is, then.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another exciting episode of That's Why I Was Single. We're going to take a break for the holidays. We don't know what days we are or aren't. But
surprise, niggas!
We'll definitely let y'all know on our social media. Don't forget, Linktree/ That's Why We're Single for all of our social media platforms. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to follow us. Share, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. This is the first episode in a long time. We ain't got a damn event or nothing to promote, man. You sure ain't got nothing, Dre?
My birthday coming up.
Uh-oh.
My birthday.
There's
something coming. It's on the way.
It's on the way, so shit. Be on the lookout for that shit. We got another episode coming for you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We finna be up out of here. It's your man, DB.
Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Dre with an A. You know, the A stands for today. Authentic, baby. Like I like them authentic yackles.
Oh, I got in trouble for saying Taco Tuesday, but y'all call Ricky Kiki Key in here.
Hey, that,
motherfuckers.
I just said Yako.
I just said Ricky Kiki Kiki And that's why we're single, y'all. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice, and y'all niggas is still single.